Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Dvaita Charja Prabhu Ki
Jaya.
We are now sitting in this holy place, Advaita Vas. This is the place where Sri Advaita Acharya, the incarnation of Mahavishnu, resided when he came to Vrindavan. There was a great devotee of the name Kuvera Pandit, and his wife's name was Nabi Devi. They lived in a place in Bengal called Navagram. And wanting to be close to the holy river Ganges, they moved to Shantipur. They were such nice devotees, so pure in heart, that they could not tolerate hearing the criticism of other Vaishnavas. The Bhakti Ratnakar explains how once Kuvera Pandit and Nabhi Devi, they heard the blasphemy of a devotee, and they were so much broken-hearted and devastated by this sound that they decided to give up their lives. But then a gentle Brahmin appeared and told them, preached to them nicely, that they should continue in their devotional service to the Lord. But still they were very much disturbed at heart. But then one night, they had a dream. And in that dream, they saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead in a beautiful golden form. And he had another effulgent personality beside him. It was Lord Chaitanya and Sri Advaita. And Lord Chaitanya spoke, and he said to Advaita, that I want you to take birth in the material world, and by your prayers, I will appear to deliver the Yuga Dharma, the congregational chanting of the Holy Name.
Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna! Hare Hare! Hare Rama! Hare Rama! Rama Rama! Hare Hare!
And in this way, distribute pure love of God, prema bhakti to everyone. So on the request of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this other great personality, Sri Advaita, who was also an expansion of the personality of Godhead, appeared within the womb of Nabi Devi. And both Kuvera Pandit and Nabi Devi witnessed this wonderful pastime within their dream. And Nabi Devi, sure enough, became pregnant with a child. And at a most auspicious moment, that child was born. He was given two names, Kamalaksha and Advaita. And he was such an embodiment of all transcendentally wonderful qualities. Whoever saw him, whoever heard him, would become immersed in attraction and attachment to him. In this way, Advaita grew up charming the hearts of everyone around him. He became a great scholar of all the Vedic literatures with the conclusion of pure bhakti. These monkeys could have nice fun with this monkey. Very well. So, as Advaita grew up, when he was still young, his mother and father both disappeared from the world. And he went to Gaya to perform their Shraddha ceremony. And on this pilgrimage to Gaya, he met Srila Madhavendra Puri. And Madhavendra Puri gave him diksha and initiated him in the Madhva Sampradaya. Madhavendra Puri was teaching exclusively to Madhurya, the sweet Leela of Vrindavan, and how to enter into that sweet Leela of Vrindavan through always remembering Krishna, by hearing and chanting his pastimes, and by chanting his holy names. So Advaitacharya, steeped in great love, he began to travel to the holy places throughout India. And alas, he came to Mathura and came to Vrindavan. He traveled through all the 12 forests of Vrindavan, and then he came to this place, and he lived under this banyan tree, bhat tree. And it was here that Madan Gopal, who later became known as Madan Mohan, appeared to Sri Advaitacharya. And Sri Advaitacharya worshipped this beautiful deity of Madan Gopal here under this particular tree. And it was here that he simply waited for the indication when he should go back to Navadvip Dham and call upon the Lord to appear in this world. And when that indication came to him, Advaitacharya left this place, Advaita Bhakt, and he returned to Shantipur in Navadvip. And there, with loud prayers, he called for the coming of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu into this world. Sri Advaita Charya Prabhu ki Jai! Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki
Jai!
So this is the place of Sri Advaita Charya. And when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Vrindavan many years later, he also came, and being the all-pervading knower of everything, knowing that this was the appearance place of Madan Gopal, knowing that this was a favorite place of Sri Advaita, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also resided here for some time. And there is a monument which is in footprints in remembrance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's stay here at Advaita. Gaura Premanandi
Hare Krishna
Jai Jai
Shri Radhe.